You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
The European Union and its neoliberal crusade in Latin America. The free trade agreements that the European Union signed in May with Central America, Colombia, and Peru are a serious threat to the people's food sovereignty, forests, and fisheries, while the climate crisis will worsen, according to organizations met in Montevideo, Uruguay. They also warned that the Mercosur countries run the same risks after the decision to resume the negotiations with the EU for a similar agreement. The SITS Group of Colombia, the Mangrove Network of Ecuador, the Andean Project of Peasant Technology of Peru, Cepedes of Brazil, the World Rainforest Movement and Redes Friends of the Earth Uruguay issued a press release last week rejecting the free trade agreement signed between the EU and the countries of the region. Those trade agreements, which should be ratified by the national parliaments, are part of a strategy called Global Europe, implemented by the European Union since 2006 to strengthen its big transnational corporations around the world. The Latin American organizations claim that the analysis of the potential impacts of the free trade agreements on forests, food sovereignty, fisheries, and climate change show that the European Union reached agreements with Colombia, Peru, and Central America as dangerous or even more dangerous than the ones signed by these countries with the United States. The aim is the same, to further trade liberalization in strategic sectors of the Latin American economies to benefit European corporations. Some of the instruments of these free trade agreements are the liberalization of investments, the services sector, the opening of the agriculture sector, the elimination of export barriers, and the opening up of Latin American state procurement to European suppliers. The social organizations say, quote, "These measures will increase the presence of big agricultural corporations. The industrialized agriculture with big machinery and use of agrotoxics will be strengthened, adding the patents on seeds to the detriment of family and peasant farming. The food policies controlled by the international market will continue benefiting the corporations and damaging the people's food sovereignty, its possibilities of establishing their own local and domestic food practices." They also say that the free trade agreements promoted by the European Union will imply a boost for the wood extractive activity, agri-fuel production, extensive cattle farming, tree monocultures, agribusiness in general, which depletes forests and has displaced indigenous communities in the developing countries. The social organizations added that small fishing production, which is essential for food sovereignty, is also at stake. The big European corporations already have hegemonic positions in the fishing and aquaculture sectors in Latin America. They control the shrimp, tuna, and tilapia industry. Its capture through trawling is totally unsustainable, and the trade measures that favor the big fishing corporations damage the possibilities of small fisherfolk, which get less and less captures. Finally, the Latin American group said the terms imposed by the European Union in the negotiations will reinforce the already growing implementation of false solutions to climate change in Latin American countries, such as GM crops, agrofuels, reducing emissions from deforestation and degradation in developing countries, also known as RED, and clean development mechanisms such as tree plantations for carbon capture and storage in dams. These measures divert the attention from what is really necessary to tackle the climate crisis, that the industrialized nations have to reduce their polluting emissions. These free trade agreements also go against the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples and the Convention 169 of the International Labour Organization on Indigenous and Tribal Peoples, because the communities were not previously consulted about these projects.
You're listening to Real World News.